The 2016 Yukon Quest gets underway in Fairbanks this Saturday with 23 teams running 1,000 miles to Whitehorse. As KUAC's Molly Reddig reports, dog teams will be traversing a trail rooted in history.
In 1902, a few days after Christmas, Jujero Wada left Fairbanks with a team of sled dogs headed for Dawson City. Wada was originally from Japan. He was working as a cook for E.T. Barnett, who had just set up a trading post on the Chena River. He was going to Dawson to announce that gold had been discovered in Fairbanks, hoping to start a stampede to the new town.
You could say effectively that Jujero Wada did the first Yukon Quest, if you will.
Marty Sturry is the Alaska Executive Director for the Yukon Quest. The trail runs 1,000 miles from Fairbanks to Whitehorse, following the Yukon River most of the way. Today it's known as one of the toughest sled dog races in the world, but it started out as a winter highway between gold rush communities.
When you drive to Alaska from the lower 48, it is this constant mystery as you drive on why these roads are here and why are these towns here. And it's because you have to look at it more globally and recognize that everything was actually populated by way of the rivers, not of the roads.
During his journey, the cook stayed in rest cabins along the river that were built to supply fuel to the riverboats. Boats were the only way to get around in the summer, and they needed a lot of wood to keep their boilers going. During the winter, the riverboat companies paid locals to stockpile firewood along the Yukon.
There were cabins built every 30, 40 miles, which was how far a dog could run, a dog team could run in a day, where they would be there and they would cut down trees and get paid to supply wood for these sternwheelers.
When they heard news of the nugget, hundreds of miners left Dawson for Fairbanks. It was the beginning of the Fairbanks Gold Rush. As more people moved to interior Alaska, the trail got even busier. The U.S. Postal Service delivered mail to all the little towns, like Eagle, Circle, Central, and Fairbanks. The mail carriers had always used horses in the other states, but they needed a different animal for the north.
There's no way for horses or larger animals to graze like there would be, say, with the Pony Express in the lower 48. So dogs who can eat fish, eat our meat, basically eat the same diet that we do, were our beasts of burden.
For years, mail carriers ran the trails with their dog teams, battling cold weather and dangerous ice to get the mail through. Around 1940, airplanes finally replaced sled dogs as the main mode of transportation in the bush. The trails languished for a while, but in 1984, a group of dog mushers and history buffs decided to bring them back to life.
There's been travel on these by dog team forever. It's just that we took the step of connecting them.
Today, the Yukon Quest celebrates the prospectors, mail carriers, trappers, and their dogs that helped settle Alaska more than a century ago. The 33rd Yukon Quest starts in Fairbanks on Saturday at 11 a.m. In Fairbanks, I'm Molly Reddig.
Saturday's Yukon Quest start is being relocated due to rough ice conditions on the Chena River in downtown Fairbanks. Race organizers say the start chute will shift from its traditional spot on the ice near the Cushman Street Bridge several hundred yards upriver to solid ground behind the Morris Thompson Center. From there, dog teams will drop onto the Chena in an area where ice conditions are better. 23 teams are slated to compete in the 1,000-mile event, which begins at 11 on Saturday.